In the criminal justice system, the people are represented by two separate yet equally important groups: the police, who investigate crime, and the Crown prosecutors, who prosecute the offenders. These are their stories.
Home of Wendy Haywood, Thamesmead, Tuesday, 30th of October. A teenager, Danny, enters a shadowy hallway and starts to creep up a flight of stairs.
Second time in a fortnight?
It weren't my fault.
Oh, it never is. Now, what did I say? One more broken curfew, no mobile phone for a week. Now.
He slaps his mobile into Wendy's hand.
What if I'm in trouble and I've got to call you?
I'll give you a quid for the phone box. You are lucky it's just your mobile. Next time it'll be the laptop too.
He plods on upstairs. Wendy goes to the kitchen. She turns off the light, then checks a media message that's come through on Danny's mobile. It reads unknown, then shh. She uses the touchscreen to go to a video play button, hesitates, then presses it. Indistinct images and voices. A woman lies motionless on a mattress as a man climbs onto her. The man puts a pillow over the woman's head and fires a gun at it. Wendy throws down the mobile in horror.
What kind of sick person sends something like that to a kid?
Have you got any idea who sent this, Danny?
No.
Could it have been the wrong number?
Well, it's possible, yeah.
And you've never received anything like this before, from your mates, maybe?
Or... my mates aren't like that.
Ronnie glances at Sam, then nods.
Well, we're going to keep hold of this anyway.
Of course.
And we may need to speak to Danny again, but you did the right thing bringing it along. Thank you very much.
Come on, then. I'll show you out.
Sam turns to Ronnie.
You filmed something like that?
I don't know.
You think she could be acting?
Not a chance.
The London skyline. Law. Bradley Walsh is craggy-faced Senior Detective Sergeant Ronnie Brooks. Paul Nichols as boyishly handsome Junior Detective Sergeant Sam Casey. Harriet Walter as gaunt Detective Inspector Natalie Chandler. Order. Dominic Rowan as clean-cut Senior Crown Prosecutor Jacob Jake Thorne. Freema Agyeman as elegant Junior Crown Prosecutor Alicia Phillips. And Peter Davison as heavy-featured Director of London Crown Prosecution Service Henry Shaw. Law and Order UK. This episode, Lineup. Chandler walks down the police station corridor with Ronnie and Sam.
They rape a girl, shoot her dead, and then have the gall to film the whole thing on their mobiles.
And distribute it.
The boy received the video message.
Danny Haywood.
Yeah, do you think he knows more than he's letting on?
He seemed to be telling the truth, Gov.
The message said shh.
Yeah, pass it on, but don't let anyone know where you got it.
Well, it's a threat to whoever should have got it. Keep quiet, because you're on candid camera.
We've checked all the data on Danny Haywood's phone. The video message is the only communication from that number. But we do have a date. The video was recorded 3 weeks ago.
Right, so we've got when, now we need who.
Well, this is the best I can do for now, but I've got the tech heads onto it. So there's two different blokes and the cameraman who swaps with one of them. Now, they've all got their hoods on. This is the only one showing any face.
It could be anyone.
What about the location?
There's nothing to identify it. Because it was shot in close-up, all we get to see is a bare mattress.
It could be a crack house or a squat.
See if we can't get a decent picture of the victim. Her body's got to be somewhere.
All right, cheers, mate. Thanks a lot for that. Hackney, just received a call from a concerned banker, and I'm not practising my rhyming slang. He really is a banker. Anyway, apparently he likes his porn rough, not snuff.
How did he get to see it?
It was uploaded to a DIY porn site last night.
So everyone can see it?
And download. And according to this fella, the best film in each category wins 100 quid.
What sort of category was it in?
Rape fantasy.
And we're not here about a rape fantasy. We're investigating a murder.
You think I get time to watch every film that's downloaded?
So anything could be on there then?
That's the point. If it's popular, it stays up. This clip's been downloaded 20,000 times worldwide in the past...
He checks his watch.
14 hours. Reckon it's a winner.
Then you won't mind telling us where you plan to send the prize money.
That would be strictly confidential.
Now, you're going to tell us who uploaded it, or you're going to be arrested for obstruction.
No, I'm not. Anyone could upload to the site. I mean, they've got up to do with me.
What? Name and address, please.
Prize money gets sent via PayPal. All I've got's a username and email address.
Thank you very much.
MIU Central HQ, Bow Street, Wednesday, 31st of October.
Well, he didn't cover his tracks very well. Email address belongs to Christian Preston, 42 Meredith Walk, SE3.
Cheers, Ange.
There's one more thing. His profile on the porn site says that he's 18, but he lied.
So how old is he?
I've told him, you go downloading stuff off the net, you'll get a knock at the door.
Well, it's not what he took, Mrs. Preston, it's what he put up there.
I don't understand.
Would you want to see the film your son's been distributing, Mrs. Preston? He was hoping to win 100 quid for it.
What are you talking about?
He uploaded a video. It was a girl being murdered.
He's 13 years old.
She goes over to Christian and whips his headphones off his head.
You better tell these policemen where you got that video.
What video?
You tell the truth, Chris, or so help me God.
It's doing the rounds at school, innit?
Do you know who the girl is?
No.
Do you know who made it?
No, I swear, but it's practically gone viral.
We got uniform at the school, interviewing all the kids, checking their mobiles and asking if any of them know who she is.
Yeah, that could take days, weeks even.
Oh, yeah, how are you getting on with that close-up, Madge?
The only good shot we could get. We've cleaned it up as much as we can.
She's just a kid.
I've printed you a copy, and you'll want this too. It's from her T-shirt.
Chandler looks at the T-shirt photo.
KAC.
Well, we don't think it's a range of clothing, so we're looking for something more specific.
Some group or association?
Yeah.
No, it's a club. Kidbrook Athletics Club.
At the side of the club track.
What happened to her?
She was murdered.
Do you know her?
Yeah. Anna Russo. She was on the track team.
When was the last time you saw her?
I don't know. Maybe 3-4 weeks ago. She hasn't shown up for training since.
You weren't worried?
You know what teenagers are like. I can count on one hand the kids that turn up for training week in, week out.
Was Anna one of them?
He nods.
I was going to call her last week, only I've had so much on. Most girls are here for the eye candy, but not Anna. She just loved running.
And do you have an address for her?
He nods. Chapeltown Estate, Thamesmead, Thursday, 1st of November.
That's the one.
Good to meet you, Mrs. Russo. We've got a video of your daughter being shot in the head.
They go to a door.
Do you want me to do it?
No.
Sam rings the bell and steps back. Sam and Ronnie look surprised and puzzled when a dark-haired girl opens the door.
Anna Russo?
Yes.
Pretty Anna stares at them blankly. The cops share a perplexed look. Anna's father paces.
How could you let someone do that to you?
Mr. Russo, we thought your daughter had been killed.
You think I let them do
it? You didn't fight back.
Mr. Russo, please. Why don't we go and have a breather? Yeah? Take a break.
Anna's with both her parents at the police station.
Come on.
Yeah. Dad leaves with Ronnie.
Listen, Anna, I just want to let you know that you're not in any trouble with us. Okay? Okay. Just need you to tell me what happened.
Anna's mum is cuddled up to her.
Did you consent to sex with these lads?
Anna shakes her head.
It's okay, you're doing great. How did you meet them?
I was hanging out in the park. Me and my mate JD. Then these boys come over. Said they were going to this party. JD wanted us to go with.
Where was this party?
There wasn't one. Just this flat. Other side of Thamesmead.
Do you remember where it was?
She shakes her head.
I've never been that way before. When we got inside, it was empty. All dirty. There were no lights.
What happened next?
JD went off with Mark something. I was chatting to this one boy. And suddenly, they were all there. Around me.
In a corridor.
This isn't what she needs right now, you know?
No, it isn't, Mr. Russo, but it's what we have to do if we want to catch the boys who did this to your daughter.
What happens when you catch them, huh?
Well, if we get enough evidence, we can put them to trial.
If, what do you mean, if? It's all on film. What more do you need?
Have you got any idea how old they were?
Older than us.
Were they drinking? Using drugs?
Drinking and smoking weed.
Were you drinking and smoking?
Anna glances up at her camera.
Can my dad see me? Can he hear me?
No.
I had a drink before. One drink, I didn't even want it.
Sam scratches the back of his head and looks concerned.
Did you smoke weed?
No. I don't do drugs.
She's into sports.
It's very important you're completely honest with me, Anna.
I am being honest with you.
I don't want to upset you. I just need to get all the facts.
And I'm telling you the facts, but you don't believe me.
I do. I promise you I do. I just want to make sure I know everything there is to know so it can't be used against you later in court.
Court?
Anna's dark eyes flit to her mother, then back to Sam.
I can't do this.
Anna.
I don't want to press charges. I changed my mind. I ain't doing it.
Anna hurries out, followed by her mother. Sam clenches his teeth and looks frustrated.
Seeing as this is no longer a murder investigation, shouldn't we just hand it over to Sapphire?
They're sending a SOIT to work with Anna, but we're keeping the case. Sam, you take the lead on this one.
She has just walked out on me, Gov.
So, make sure she doesn't walk out on you again. The last thing this girl needs is some other copper tramping through this. You started the investigation, you see it through.
All right.
That gun could still be real.
Yeah.
So there's quite a chance that whoever made this video might take it a stage further next time. So why don't you talk to this friend of hers, JD?
Yeah.
See if she recognises any of the lads.
In a school library.
Look, I don't know what you want me to say. I wasn't even there when it happened.
So where were you?
Went back to this boy's house.
What boy?
Mark Riley. 6 foot, blue eyes. He's gorgeous.
And it's Mark Riley. He's friends with the other boys, is he?
No, he's had seen me.
Anna seemed to think that you went off with one of the lads from the same gang.
Well, she got it wrong.
Although you did see the lads. I mean, you could give us a description.
I saw them in the dark for like 1 minute. All I was looking at was Mark.
Well, we'd like you to come to the station, give us a full statement once your mum gets here. Thank you.
Blonde JD looks down sulkily. The cops walk away.
She knows more than she's letting on.
Oh, yeah.
We've got to pick up this Mark Riley.
But even if he gives us the names and addresses, we still need Anna to ID them as the same lads that attacked her. If we want conviction, she's got to finish her statement.
Chapeltown Estate, Friday, 2nd of November. Anna walks with Sam.
If I talk, if this goes to court, then everyone will know. They'll think I wanted it.
Why would they think that? This is not your fault.
You really don't get it, do you?
They're in a playground.
That ain't the way kids around here see it. You hear the boys bragging about it. Some girl that went off with one of them and their mates. Some girl that went with four boys. And everyone thinks they're fair game.
It's not normal. And it's not right.
But it's the way it is. I don't want to be that girl.
Anna lowers her eyes as the two of them sit on a wall in sunshine. Sam studies her, then looks away and stares ahead with a troubled and pensive expression.
If no one stands up to them, how's that ever going to change? They've got to be stopped, Anna, before they do it again.
She stares ahead as he fixes her with a gentle look.
I just want to forget about it.
You can't. You can't forget about something like that.
I can. I can.
She stands and turns to face a railing that runs along the wall. She rests her forearms on the railing.
Anna. Look at me, please.
She glances at him, then rests her chin on her forearms.
You sat in that room and you told me what they did to you. Now I know that that took real guts. I'm a copper, Anna. I see victims day in, day out, but you're not like them. You're really not. You're a fighter.
She looks at him pensively.
Finish your statement. And I swear to God, I will do everything in my power to put those lads where they belong.
Her chin still resting on her forearms, Anna looks away from him and ponders. In the police station office...
Anna's statement's detailed, but she has not got a clue who any of these lads are.
A JD and her boyfriend are apparently suffering from amnesia. The extent of their descriptions are white teens, short hair.
Which one of them?
All of them.
You need to hear this.
Look, there's a girl. She's been attacked. You've got to help her. Please, can you come quick?
What do you mean, attacked? Is the girl hurt?
I think she's been raped. They've got a gun. You've got to get her out of there.
Where's the girl now? Caller? Where is she?
55B, Ravens Park Road. They shouldn't have left her.
We're sending someone right now. Can you tell me your name, caller? Caller?
Came in the night of the attack. Phone box on the south side of Thamesmead. Control sent a dispatch car, but the place was empty by the time they got there. I thought it was a hoax.
Raven's Park House, Thamesmead, Monday, 5th of November. Blurred images of Ronnie's and Sam's flashlights as they shine their beams along a dark corridor. Ronnie and Sam proceed slowly along the corridor to an open door. Ronnie shines his torch into the room where there's a bare single mattress on the floor, along with spliff ends, condom wrappers, and used condoms. Sam, wearing purple forensic rubber gloves, shines his torch onto the floor and picks out a gleaming object. He picks it up between his thumb and forefinger. It's a gold letter, which is minus its neck chain.
D. For Danny.
Danny, did you make a 999 call from a phone box in Ravens Park Road?
No.
Sure about that, Danny. Sounds a lot like you.
It wasn't me.
So you don't know anything about a girl getting attacked in a flat 2 minutes' walk from that phone box?
No.
It's the same incident that was filmed and sent to your mobile phone?
Half the school got sent there.
Do you know Anna Russo?
We're mates.
You mates?
Were you at the empty flats on Raven's Park Road on the 19th of
last month? I've never been there.
Really?
Ronnie produces the gold D in a clear plastic evidence bag.
This was found at the scene.
He pushes the bag over the table to Danny.
It's not mine.
No?
Not what your mum said. She reckons it's just like the one she got you for Christmas, the one you lost the night Anna Russo was attacked.
Ronnie stares at Danny over his spectacles.
Danny, we've already tested it. Just waiting for the results now, and I'm betting your DNA's crawling all over it.
We also retrieved several used condoms from the scene, Danny. Are any of them going to have your DNA in them?
No. I really like Anna. I was going to ask her out. I wouldn't hurt her.
But you do know who did, don't you?
I can't.
You can't? Loyalty's one thing, Danny. But what your mates did to that girl is sick.
Look, you don't know what they're like. They had a gun. You don't think they won't use it?
Listen, let me tell you something. If you witness what they did, and you don't do anything about it, you're guilty too. It's called joint enterprise.
You understand that, don't you, Danny? Yeah, I mean, you could go to prison.
I tried to help her.
Yeah, you want to help? Start talking. Otherwise, you're every bit as guilty as they are.
There's a female brief with Danny.
We need names, Danny. Now.
Video identification suite. MIU Central HQ, Wednesday, 7th of November. Anna nervously watches an ID parade on a computer. She shakes her head at a mugshot of a young guy. A female officer beside Anna clicks to the next image.
Yeah. Here's one of them.
He's a teenager with cropped brown hair. They move to the next image. Then the next of a lad staring out defiantly. Anna lowers her eyes and looks anxious.
His clothes stunk like weed.
They move on to another mugshot. Then to one of a smirking lad. Anna looks troubled.
Here's the one with the gun. He was in control the whole time, telling the others what to do.
She doesn't react to the next image, but jolts at the following one of Danny and stares at the screen.
No.
In an observation room, Ronnie, Sam and Alicia watch on a computer. Sam enters the video ID unit.
Why would you lie to us, Anna? We know Danny was there. He's backing you up. He reckons he saw the whole thing.
He juts his head forward, waiting for an answer.
Why didn't you tell us about him?
Knew you'd want to talk to Danny. If anyone around our way grasses, they're dead.
So? Why would you want to protect him?
He tried to stop them.
No.
He tried to help me.
He left the scene. He walked away.
Sam turns away and stands with his hands on his hips. Anna lowers her eyes.
I liked him.
Sam turns back to her.
I thought he liked me too.
Sam sits down opposite her at the table.
Listen, Anna. It is not your job to protect him. He's a witness. We'll make sure he's safe.
She lowers her eyes briefly and considers.
So what happens now? To the boys I picked out?
Well, we bring them back in. And we charge them with rape.
Yes! Fall down, bitches!
Mr. Free, yeah?
Aye, aye. Why do police dogs lick their balls? To get the taste of pig out their mouth.
Reese Leawood, Garrett Evans, Callum Morden, you're under arrest on the suspicion for the rape of Anna Russo. You do not have to say anything, but it may harm your defence if you do not mention one question, something which you like to rely on in court. Anything you do say may be given in evidence. Come on.
The youth, who were throwing a tennis ball at a line of aerosol cans, are handcuffed and frog-marched away. Ronnie and Sam wait outside the observation room. Alicia and Jake come out.
So what do you think?
Well, we've got the film footage, we've got a positive ID on all three from Anna Russo, and we've got Danny Haywood.
The no-comment interviews are to be expected, so that's no problem, and a third-party eyewitness gives us a fighting chance.
What about DNA?
Nothing from the victim, but we've got it from the scene. I mean, all three lads left used condoms at the flat, so... So?
Charge them.
Henry and Jake walk together.
There's a whole generation of boys out there who don't seem to understand the nature of consent.
Because they haven't been taught it.
I take it they're all backing each other up.
What they lack in integrity and intelligence, they make up for in loyalty. They're collectively no comment.
Are you ready?
Alicia's leading.
Henry looks at him.
She wanted to.
Crown Prosecution Service, Monday, 12th of November. Alicia's standing at her desk and is bent over paperwork writing when Jake saunters in.
Of all the judges, take a guess.
Not Robert, she asked for it, Ranald.
Yep.
Tabloids pulled him up on a case last month. Let's hope he's overzealous to make up for it.
Don't count on it.
I'm happy to switch. I'll trade you an aggravated burglary.
Why would you do that?
Oh, just thought I'd spare you the hassle. These sort of cases are never much fun.
You're a crap liar.
Crown v. Leawood, Evans and Morden. Plea into case management hearing, Monday, 12th of November.
We have grave concerns. If granted bail, these boys may attempt to interfere with witnesses, particularly the victim herself who lives in the same borough.
A witness and location ban will take care of that.
This was a violent group rape during which the defendants were armed with a gun.
A toy gun, which they used for a harmless prank, my lord.
She smiles.
I understand the police were unable to find this gun, to ascertain if it is real or not.
That's correct.
My client is a 15-year-old boy. He's never been in any trouble with the police, gang-related or otherwise. He and the young lady in question engaged in consensual sexual intercourse, and she was quite happy for this to be filmed.
Anna Russo is 14 years old, my lord, and if these boys were a few months older, there would be no debate. It would be statutory rape.
Anything to add, gentlemen?
My client used no force whatsoever. There's absolutely no proof this is anything other than normal teenage sex.
There's nothing normal about a 14-year-old having sex with three older teenagers.
It's normal to teenagers today. They even have their own slang terms for group sex. Pulling train, line up. Need I go on?
You need not, Mr. Langton. There is no sign of any struggle on the video. Nor any utterance of the word no prior to sexual intercourse. I think in light of these factors, it really is a case of he says, she says. Bail is granted. I will, however, be imposing a curfew between 7 p.m. and 7 a.m., as well as witness and location bans.
The man's not fit to try parking fines.
We are talking about the judge who virtually stated in open court that he didn't believe in date rape.
Or rape within marriage. Reynolds needs to retire.
And the public wonder how it's possible reporting rates have gone up and conviction rates have gone down.
Well, it's not just Reynolds, although he's certainly responsible for his fair share of dismissals.
Well, let's make sure this isn't one of those.
Rhys Leawood was the main instigator, wasn't he? He was running his defence.
Renee Everett. She's seen the video. How she can still defend him is beyond me.
Good luck.
Jake and Alicia head over to Renee, who's standing in an office in the CPS. She holds out a document.
Application to exclude the mobile phone footage.
You can't.
I can have a bloody good try. Oh, come on, Alicia, you do the same in my position.
I wouldn't be in your position.
One more rape case and I've done my quota. My boss will let me turn them down. But till then, I am stuck with defending Rhys Leawood.
What are your grounds?
Well, Judge Reynolds summed it up. No sign of rape on the footage. Just consenting teenage sex, followed by my client pulling a practical joke with a toy gun.
If you really believed that, you'd want the video in.
You know the juries always see what they want to see.
You're scared they'll see the truth, that your client and his friend saw the whole thing as a bit of fun.
The jury will see Anna Russo's alive and assume the rape's every bit as fake as the murder.
It's not about what's on the video, is it? You're worried about the additional charges.
Crown v. Leawood, Evans and Morden. Plea and case management hearing. Wednesday, 14th of November.
The only reason Miss Everett wants the video excluded is so we drop the weapons and indecent image charges, which are categorically proven by the mobile phone footage.
My lord, that's nonsense. The video will prejudice my client's ability to get a fair trial. The schoolboy prank he plays with a toy gun could be misread as sinister, while the sex is quite clearly consensual.
Your client personally sent that video to six different boys, that is, making and distributing indecent images of a child.
Legally, my client is a child. He made a video of himself having sex and he sent it to a mate. That's bragging. It's not distributing child porn.
Do you have any idea how offensive that term is to victims of child abuse?
I have to agree with Miss Everett. My client had no sinister motive in sending out the video. I've made my decision. The video footage is excluded.
Without the mobile footage, we have to drop the making and distribution of child abuse images and the weapons charge.
The police never found the gun.
Those boys probably chucked it in the Thames the second they heard Anna had made a statement.
Just as well they weren't bright enough to clear the scene of their DNA.
If the jury saw that video, they'd convict without question.
You still have the ID parade, DNA, the girl's evidence and the eyewitness. That's a hell of a lot more than we usually go to court with.
Of course, if you really want to piss Renee off, there is one other way. You could adduce bad character evidence.
Other victims?
Those boys filmed and distributed that attack. There's no way it's the first time they've done this.
The police checked. None of the boys had any previous arrests for similar offences.
Of course they didn't. Just means they haven't been caught.
Anna is the exception. You need to find the rule.
Chapeltown Estate, Wednesday, 14th of November. Alicia and Danny.
How would I know?
They're your mates.
Not anymore.
You hung around with them long enough, Danny.
Look, you don't understand what it's like. If you're not in a gang, you're a target.
I don't believe this was the first time. There must have been others. Come on, Danny. Anna was your friend. You saw what she went through. How many other girls are out there too scared to report what Rhys and the others did to them?
They slow to a halt and she turns to look at him.
Danny?
Well, there was this one girl, but they said she was up for it.
That's what they're saying about Anna too.
We sent out text invites. Told the whole estate she wanted a lineup.
Were you there?
No, but I saw it in his mobile.
They filmed it?
The girl didn't move. She just lay there, just like Anna.
Alicia looks at him keenly.
Do you know her name?
Danny lowers his eyes, then looks at her. Galleon Park Comprehensive, Thursday, 15th of November.
I didn't even know they filmed it. Rhys said, if I told anyone, he'd send it to my mum.
You didn't tell her?
I couldn't.
She'd want to know, Monique.
I thought Rhys liked me. But after we'd done it, all his mates come in and He said they could have a go too.
Monique stares down tearfully.
I couldn't fight them off. I didn't know how to stop them.
It's okay. It's gonna be okay.
Alicia walks with Anna.
It's gonna be a lot easier to win this case with your help, you know? We need you in that witness box.
Why? So I could tell everyone how I just lay there and let them do it. How I never even tried to fight back.
What happened isn't your fault, Anna. What they did was terribly wrong.
Should have done something.
You did do something. You think if it happens to you, you'll either leg it as fast as you can or fight for your life, but that isn't what happens. There were three of them. You couldn't fight, you couldn't run. You froze in order to protect yourself. That is a normal physical response. It's a survival instinct. And it worked because you're here and you're alive. But you are not on your own anymore. You've got all of us right beside you. So now it's time to fight.
Anna takes in Alicia's words, smiles weakly, then lowers her eyes.
Danny tried to tell them to let me go. But Rhys just shut the door.
Anna's on a video link.
What happened next?
Rhys made me lie down on the mattress. He started.
It's okay, Anna. Take your time.
I told him I just wanted to find my friend JD and go home. But he won't listen. Then he got on top of me. I looked up and they were all watching, laughing.
The lads are dressed up.
Then Rhys told one of his mates to film on his mobile so he could show everyone.
How did that make you feel?
Frightened, embarrassed. I just wanted my dad to come and save me.
Anna's on her own in the room.
What happened next, Anna?
He started pulling out my clothes.
Then what?
Everyone in the court stares intently at Anna on the screen by the witness box. Anna lowers her head and links her fingers tensely.
He raped me.
Anna looks briefly at the camera and lowers her eyes again. Everyone in the court looks somber.
Thank you, Anna. No further questions.
Alicia sits. Renee is standing at a lectern.
When you had sexual intercourse with these boys, was any force used?
I don't. I can't move.
Okay, let me rephrase. By force, I mean, did my client or any of the boys threaten you with a knife, say?
They had the gun.
Did you see the gun prior to having sex with these boys?
No, but they still had it, didn't they?
But my client never actually threatened you with the gun in order to force you to have sex with him. You just gave that up.
My lord, is that a question or a statement?
Let's treat it like a question, shall we? Go ahead, Miss Russo.
There was three of them. I couldn't stop them, could I? I couldn't move.
But they didn't handcuff you or tie you up?
No.
Renee's passed a document she requests.
Three used condoms were found in the vicinity of the alleged offence. This DNA report refers to a condom containing my client's semen on the inside and your DNA present on the outside.
Well, that proves he done it. DNA don't lie.
Okay. You can't seriously expect us to believe that in a dark room, this young boy managed to put on a condom
without his so-called victim running off.
You don't understand what it was like. You're making me sound like a sket.
A sket? Is that a prostitute? Or a girl who has sex with lots of boys?
Jake and Alicia glare at Renee.
Why doesn't the judge do something?
Mr. Russo to Alicia outside the Old Bailey.
How can that woman be allowed to treat Anna like she's lying?
That's the defence barrister's job, to discredit the witness. It's my job to build a wall and then defence try and knock it down.
Hope your will's strong enough. Because Anna isn't just a witness, is she? She's the victim.
Look, I know it seems wrong, but that's the system. Rape victims are just witnesses in their own trial.
I just hope she doesn't regret it.
Alicia, still in robes, eyes him firmly.
Anna is a fighter. She's a lot stronger than you give her credit for. But she's going to need you to be strong for her too, because defence, they've only just started with her.
Mr. Russo looks down and nods. Renee stands in front of the court video camera.
I asked Reese where my mate JD was, and he said she was with Mark and they was coaching. And did I want to join them? So I said yes. Those are your words, are they not?
Yes.
What do you think my client meant by coaching?
Chilling, hanging out.
As I'm told, derived via patois from the French word coucher, meaning to lie down or to have sex. Might coaching therefore mean to have sex?
No, I don't know. I just wanted to find my mate so I could tell I was going home.
So you didn't say you wanted to coach with my client, to lie down with my client, to have sex
You're
with my client?
You're twisting it. My lord, are you seriously going to allow my learned friend to engage in this ridiculous guessing game regarding the meaning of teenage slang words? My client is 14 years old. She cannot be expected to fully understand the origination of slang words.
Miss Phillips has a point. Rein it in, Miss Everett.
Alicia sits. Bewigged Morgan Braith fills Anna's screen.
I put it to you. After the video was found by the police and you were questioned in the presence of your parents, you made up a lie to stop yourself getting into trouble.
That's not true.
But you were terrified your dad would find out what you'd really been up to, and so you made up this ridiculous story to cover your tracks.
I ain't lying.
Forbes Langton.
Are we seriously expected to believe you went to this empty flat at night with three hormonal teenage boys and had no plans to have sex with them?
I didn't know what they were going to do.
You had plenty of opportunity to say the word no.
I couldn't speak. I couldn't.
You mean you didn't? And no time did you say the word no. Nor did you tell my client to stop. In fact, you gave no indication whatsoever that you were anything but consenting.
I ain't listening to this.
Anna rushes out of the room. Reese, wearing a suit and tie, smirks. Mr. Russo dashes out of the courtroom. Danny's sitting with his head bowed in an Old Bailey corridor when Anna runs past him.
Anna! Anna!
Danny stands and watches Mr. Russo catch up with Anna. Jake and Alicia run out. Mr. Russo hugs Anna.
It's all right. Shh. It's okay.
Mr. Russo looks over at the lawyers.
Still think she won't regret this?
Anna clings to her dad as he hugs her. A subdued Jake and Alicia watch them. Danny looks down sadly. Kidbrook Athletics Track, Saturday, 8th of December. Anna's with Alicia.
I used to think I could be like Jessica Ennis. Break records, win medals. I used to lay in bed at night imagining how proud my dad would be.
Your dreams aren't over because of what they did.
Aren't they?
Alicia and Anna are sitting in a stand by the track.
I know how hard it is to keep going, to see it through. But you have to cross that finish line. Just when you think your heart's going to burst and your legs are going to collapse from under you somehow, you find the strength to carry on.
Crown Prosecution Service, City of London, Monday, 10th of December. Danny's standing in the doorway of Jake and Alicia's office as she gathers up papers.
They didn't believe her, did they?
You don't know that. Does your mum know you're here?
I can't stop thinking about it, how upset she was.
All you need to worry about is your own evidence.
Anna's given hers already.
They're gonna walk. I know it.
No one knows, Danny.
Tell me the truth. Please, tell me what you think.
At the end of the day, it all comes down to consent. Juries want to hear about strangers with knives, not schoolboys with condoms.
Ain't there nothing you can do? They've got to go down for what they did to Anna.
Unless one of them changes their plea to guilty, and that isn't going to happen, it could go either way.
So, if one of them said they was guilty, they'd all go down?
Most likely, yes.
Are you sure?
She holds the lift door open.
What aren't you telling me, Danny?
Crown v. Leawood, Evans and Morden, trial day 7, Tuesday, 11th of December.
I tried to stop him, but he wouldn't listen. Reese said, she ain't screaming, is she? She ain't struggling. She's enjoying it.
But she wasn't enjoying it, was she?
He told me to do it all the time. Get a girl, share her around. That ain't right. It's meant to be one-on-one, innit, with a girl you really like.
Did you tell them that?
I told Reese. I said they were hurting her. I said they had to let her go.
What did he say?
He laughed. Called me a pussy for caring about her feelings. I tried to leave, but he had the gun. He said that one was blank and the rest are real.
You must have been very frightened.
Danny nods.
What did he do with the gun?
Reese glares at Danny from the dock.
He pointed it at me. Said I had to do what he wanted or he'd shoot me for real.
And what did he want you to do, Danny? I need you to tell the court what Reese wanted you to do.
He said everyone in the room had to do it. So there weren't no witnesses. So it was all the same.
So you were all equally guilty and therefore wouldn't grass on each other?
That's right.
So we can be very clear. Reese instructed you to have sexual intercourse with Anna.
I told him I couldn't. But he put the gun in my back.
What did you do?
She just lay there. Her face turned away. She never even looked at me once. You gotta understand. I liked her. I really liked her.
What did you do, Danny?
Danny's bottom lip quivers. Reese looks murderous.
I did what he said. I raped Anna too. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Danny bows his head as he weeps, Anna sitting tearfully between her parents in court. Trial day 8, the three accused teenagers wearing suits and ties stand in the dock.
In the case of Callum Morden, on the charge of rape, how do you find the defendant?
Guilty.
In the case of Garrett Evans, on the charge of rape, how do you find the defendant?
Guilty.
In the case of Reese Leeward, on the charge of rape, how do you find the defendant?
Guilty.
Reese Leeward, Garrett Evans and Callum Morden, you have been found guilty of rape. Because of your age, I have no choice but to ask for pre-sentence reports. But be in no doubt, your offence is a grave one. You will go to prison.
Tab 102, mate.
Night, Jake's having a pint when Alicia joins him at the bar.
Reese Leeward got 6 years. The other two got 4.
What about Danny?
Reynolds knocked off a year for the guilty plea. 2 for gun in the back. Gave him 12 months.
You happy with that?
Drugs mule up for sentencing before us got 15 years for smuggling a few bags of cocaine. They get 1 to 6 for group raping a 14-year-old.
That's a hefty sentence coming from Reynolds. You did well. At least Anna Russo can try and put it all behind her now.
Alicia shoots him a doubtful look and his encouraging smile fades. She sips a drink. Kidbrook Athletics track 2 months later. Alicia stands at a rail beside the track, watching Anna run. Anna slaps hands triumphantly with her trainer as she reaches him and draws to a halt. Her dad is there. He applauds Alicia, then hugs her. Anna watches and smiles, then starts to walk away, still smiling to herself. The characters and events in this film are entirely fictitious, and accordingly any similarity between them and actual characters or events is entirely coincidental. ITFC audio description.